This lesson covers chain of thought prompting and reasoning chain variants. Foundational prompt mechanics are in the first phase 5 lesson. The few-shot deep dive is in the second. A teddy bear was born in 2021. How old is the teddy bear in 2026? Ask an LLM that question, and you may or may not get 5, depending on the model. The smaller and older the model, the less reliable the answer. Now ask the same model the same question with one phrase added. Let's think step by step. Suddenly, the model writes, "The bear was born in 2021. The current year is 2026. The age is 2026 minus 2021. That equals 5. The bear is 5 years old." It worked through it. The answer is right. The trick is exactly the 4 words appended to the prompt. That trick is chain of thought prompting, COT, and it is one of the most useful prompting moves in the modern toolkit. It works on math, on multi-step logic, on questions where the answer requires combining several known facts. It is also surprising, nothing about the model changed. The same weights produced a wrong answer without "let's think step by step" and a right one with it. The reasoning is sitting in the model already. The prompt just nudges the model to use it. This lesson covers what TOT is, the 2 ways it shows up in practice, why it works at all, what it cannot do, and how it sets up the reasoning models we will meet in phase 6. What chain of thought actually is. TOT is the prompting move of asking a model to produce a reasoning path before producing the final answer. 2 variants, zero-shot COT. Take whatever prompt you have and append a phrase like, "let's think step by step," or "let's reason about this carefully." The model interprets the phrase as a request to write out the reasoning, and many models will then do so. No examples needed. The technique was documented in 2022 and stuck because the cost, one phrase, is so much lower than the gain on hard problems. Few-shot COT. Combine in-context learning, the previous lesson, with reasoning. Instead of showing input-output examples, show input-reasoning-output examples. Each example demonstrates the kind of step-by-step thinking you want. The model picks up the pattern and applies it to your real query. Compare a normal few-shot prompt versus the few-shot QOT version. The QOT version takes more tokens, but the model is far more reliable on harder problems because the answer is built from intermediate steps it can check. For trivial arithmetic, QOT is overkill. For multi-step problems where the model would otherwise rush to a guess, it is the difference between getting it right and getting it wrong. Why it works. There is more than one explanation, and the lecturer offers 2 complementary ones. Decomposition into tractable subproblems. A hard problem may not appear in the model's training data verbatim. Easier subproblems do. By forcing the model to break the question down, you give it pieces it has seen variants of and can solve. The teddy bear age problem is not in the training corpus. Subtraction of small numbers very much is. COT lets the model root the hard problem through capabilities it already has. The lecturer's framing for this is reminiscent of how students approach exams. When you get a complex problem on a test, you do not try to solve it in one mental leap. You break it down into things you have studied, solve each piece, and assemble the answer. COT is the same shape applied to LLMs. More tokens equals more compute. This one is mechanical. Every token a model generates is the output of a full forward pass through the network. Generating 10 tokens means running the full model 10 times. If a problem benefits from thinking longer, the easiest way to give a model more thinking time is to make it produce more tokens. QOT does that automatically. The reasoning chain is the additional compute. This is also why the technique scales unevenly with model size. Tiny models do not have much capability to invoke. COT helps them less or sometimes hurts them. Large frontier models have substantial reasoning capacity, and Coty lets them cash it in. The empirical literature reports QOT as more effective on larger models, with the gain sometimes appearing only above a certain scale. Self-consistency. Many chains. One answer. Once you have Coty working, an obvious next move is to run it multiple times. The model samples differently each time, so it produces several reasoning chains. If most of them agree on the same final answer, that answer is more likely to be correct than any one chain alone. This technique is called self-consistency. The procedure: sample N completions of the same CoT prompt. Typical N is 5 to 40, depending on cost budget. Parse the final answer from each chain. Majority vote across the answers. Return the most common. Self-consistency improves accuracy on math and reasoning benchmarks at the cost of running the model N times instead of once. The Stanford lecturer flags this trade-off explicitly. Each sample is independent, so you can run them in parallel, which means latency is roughly the slowest single run rather than N times the cost. Throughput cost still scales with N. Self-consistency is one of the cheaper wrap an LLM in a loop techniques. We are still using a single base model. We are still using regular prompting. We are just running it multiple times and aggregating. When COT helps and when it doesn't. COT is not a universal upgrade. A few patterns worth knowing. COT helps most on multi-step reasoning problems. Math word problems, logic puzzles, multi-hop questions, code with subtle conditions. Anything where the answer requires composing several pieces of knowledge or performing a sequence of operations. COT helps less on simple knowledge lookup. What is the course code of Stanford's Transformers class? Needs no reasoning chain. The answer is either in the model or it is not. Adding COT here is just paying for tokens. COT can produce confident-sounding nonsense on problems the model genuinely cannot solve. A model that does not know something can invent a plausible reasoning chain that arrives at a confidently wrong answer. The chain looks like reasoning. It is not. This is a known failure mode in the QOT literature. The model is producing tokens that match the form of reasoning rather than performing the reasoning. QOT is correlated with correct answers on problems the model can solve. It is not a proof that the answer is right. QOT can be debugged. This is one of the underappreciated uses. When a QOT response is wrong, the chain shows you where it went wrong. The bear was born in 2021. The current year is 2025, so the bear is 4. If the year is supposed to be 2026, you can see that the model has the wrong date in context. You can fix that by adjusting the system prompt or providing the date explicitly. Debugging without QOT is much harder because the wrong answer comes with no trace of how the model got there. Where this fits in the prompting toolkit. By the end of this phase, you have 3 steerable moves available at inference time, with rough guidance for when each one is the right reach. Zero-shot prompting. Just ask. Cheap, fast, often enough. Use as the default and escalate when results are unreliable. Few-shot prompting. 3 to 5 examples in the prompt. Use when zero-shot is unreliable and the issue is mostly about format or category disambiguation. Chain-of-thought prompting. Add reasoning steps. Use when the task requires multi-step reasoning. Combine with few-shot when you want to demonstrate the kind of reasoning, not just the kind of answer. A practitioner's escalation ladder looks roughly like zero-shot, few-shot, COT, zero-shot version. COT few-shot, COT few-shot with self-consistency. Each step costs more token signs. Each step buys reliability on harder tasks. Stop at the first level that gives you the reliability you need. Why this matters when you use AI? 3 things to hold on to. Modern frontier models often do COT internally without you asking. GPT style, Claude style, and Gemini style models have been trained on large amounts of QOT-shaped data. Many of them produce reasoning steps by default on hard problems. You may not need to add think step by step yourself. The model often does. But for older models, smaller models, and edge cases, the explicit prompt still earns its keep. A reasoning model is something different. When a model is described as a reasoning model, OpenAI's O1, DeepSeek R1, Anthropic's thinking modes, it has been trained to produce long reasoning chains as part of its policy, not just prompted to. Phase 6 covers reasoning models in detail. COTI prompting is the technique. Reasoning models are the architectural shift that bakes COTI into the model itself. The compute budget framing matters. More tokens equals more compute is becoming a load-bearing concept in production AI. When a model is given more time to think, more tokens, it can solve harder problems. Cost of compute scales with tokens generated. The trade-off you make every time you turn COTI on is buying accuracy with tokens. Common pitfalls. 3 mistakes worth dodging. Trusting a COTI chain because it looks like reasoning. A confidently written reasoning chain is not a guarantee that the answer is right. Models can generate plausible-sounding reasoning that arrives at wrong conclusions. COTI improves correlation with correctness on problems the model can solve. It does not certify correctness. For high-stakes decisions, the chain is one signal among several, not the final word. Adding COTI to every prompt by default. COTI costs tokens. If your task is simple lookup or short factual answers, let's think step by step, is just paying for tokens you do not need. The escalation ladder is the right discipline. Start cheap. Add COTI when accuracy demands it. Confusing COTI prompting with reasoning models. They are different things. COTI prompting works on any model with better effect on larger ones. Reasoning models are trained specifically to produce long reasoning chains as part of their output. Phase 6 will be explicit about the distinction, what you should remember. Chain of thought is asking a model to produce reasoning steps before the answer. 2 flavors, zero shot, let's think step by step, and few shot, examples that include reasoning. It works because of 2 things. Decomposition, the model can solve subproblems even when it cannot solve the whole problem in one leap, and more tokens. Each generated token is one full forward pass. More tokens means more compute. Self-consistency is the cheap multiplier. Sample multiple COTI chains, majority vote on the answer. Buys accuracy at the cost of running the model multiple times. COTI is best on multi-step reasoning, less helpful on simple lookup, dangerous when used as proof of correctness. A model can produce confident reasoning chains that are wrong. Modern frontier models often produce reasoning steps without being asked. Reasoning models go further. They are trained to produce long internal reasoning chains as part of their policy. Phase 6 covers them. If you remember one thing, more tokens means more compute. COTI is how you spend that compute on a hard problem. Zero-shot COTI for free, few-shot COTI to demonstrate the kind of reasoning, self-consistency for the cheap multiplier. The chain is a signal, not a certification. The model can be wrong with reasoning that sounds right. What changes in phase 6? This is the closer for phase 5. You now know how text comes out, decoding, how the prompt shapes it, prompting, how examples in the prompt queue capabilities, in-context learning, and how reasoning steps unlock harder problems, chain of thought. All of that is steering a single LLM call at inference time. Phase 6 changes that. The next 4 lessons cover what happens when the model can do more than answer in one shot. Reasoning models are trained to produce long internal reasoning chains as part of their policy, not just when prompted. RAG lets a model fetch relevant text it does not have in its weights. Function calling lets a model emit structured calls to external tools. Agent loops chain those tools into longer horizon work. The shift from prompt the model to let the model think longer, look things up, or take actions is the through line of phase 6.